You know, people want to change their lives and they want me to help them, but they want to do it their way. And their way is creating the result that they're currently having. So inside the box of your thinking is not the answer to the life that you'd like to live. It's outside that thinking.
That's Mary Morrissey. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for vibing with me today as we have international speaker, best-selling author, CEO, and founder of the Brave Thinking Institute, Mary Morrissey, back on the show. And today, Mary is going to share a very powerful story that illustrates the power of our mind and how it shapes our beliefs. Here's Mary Morrissey. Enjoy.
So most of us have been introduced to the law of attraction, but there's something missing in our understanding about the law of attraction, or we would attract only that which we want, right? Once you're introduced to a law, it seems like it should be simple then to just apply that in a way that would always bring us what it is that we say we want. What is it that is preventing most people from attracting what they truly want? Paradigms. So imagine, I'll tell you about a paradigm. Man goes fishing. He's heard about this great fishing stream. So he goes and he tosses his line in the stream, and he waits. He looks down the bank and he sees an old guy pulling in one fish after another. And every fish he pulls out, he watches the old guy, and the old guy measures that fish by a broken-off ruler that he has laying on the edge of the riverbank. And then the young guy notices something, that the old guy, after measuring the fish that comes out of the stream, if the fish is bigger than the broken-off ruler, he tosses it back in the stream. But if the fish is smaller than the broken-off ruler, he puts it in his bucket. The young guy thinks, I wonder why he's throwing the big fish back. Do they get bony if they get big, or is there some sort of license? Does our fishing license only allow us to get the fish that are a certain size out of the stream? So he interrupts the old guy and he says, excuse me, but I'm watching what you're doing. You're pulling in all the fish. I mean, you have amazing capacity to bring in the fish, but why do you throw the big ones back and keep the little ones? And the old guy says, buddy, see that broken off ruler on the edge of the riverbank? And the kid says, yes. And he says, that broken off ruler is broken off at exactly the size of the frying pan I use. Right? So we'd laugh at a fisherman who would not realize you could use bigger fish even with a frying pan that size. But ultimately, that's what you and I do. The stream of life tosses us a big fish. It's an idea. It's a possibility. We measure it by the size of the frying pan we have, which is our known world, what we've already accomplished. And the big idea comes and we say, well, I don't have the money to do that. Or we say, or I don't have the context to do that, or I don't have the right age to do that, or I don't have the experience to do that, or my frying pan, that idea, that life doesn't fit in this frying pan. And we essentially toss it back to the stream of life and say, give me a fish that fits in the frying pan I've got or the life I know. You're going to be invited this weekend to stretch your frying pan, to step outside the frying pan. And outside the frying pan, there's a gap between the life you've lived and the life you would like to live. Learning how to navigate that gap is why you study working with the law, why you study these principles, because they are instruction for how it is that you navigate that gap. Now, this frying pan will be replaced by the next frying pan, and that one, should you decide to grow and expand, it will again be replaced. You're in a spiral universe. So there's an ever upward pull. But what's important right now is the next pull. The next step, the next life that's beckoning to you, that's calling to you, that's saying, this is what I'd like my life to be like. And all the while, your paradigms, your belief systems, the ideas that you've had are arguing for their existence. They're telling you why it can't happen. Every one of us is in the box of the paradigms we currently are living from, our belief systems. It doesn't mean that we couldn't, as Bob was describing, the switching station that is the mind, that we couldn't switch into a different frequency or a different vibration. But interestingly, we're stuck inside that box, and the manual for how to get out of that box is outside the box. It's not inside the box. It's outside the thinking that we currently are doing. How to live your life from a different frequency. When Bob was saying, you know, people want to change their lives and they want me to help them, but they want to do it their way. And their way is creating the result that they're currently having. So inside the box of your thinking is not the answer to the life that you'd like to live. It's outside that thinking, which means we each, in our own way, have to be willing to make a change.
Big thanks to Mary Morrissey for stopping by. And her take-home lesson for us today is to change our paradigm by being aware of our current habitual patterns and then thinking and challenging it in new ways and having new thoughts. And through that practice, over time, we can slowly start to change. All right. If you'd like to connect with her and her work, you can go to her website, marymorrissey.com. Her Instagram is BTI Transformation. Her YouTube is Brave Thinking Institute. Her latest book is entitled Brave Thinking, The Art and Science of Creating a Life You Love. And lastly, if you'd like to check out the last time we've had her featured on the show, you can go back and check out episode number 294. All right. If you'd like to watch this entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Mary Morrissey Goes Beyond the Law of Attraction. And I will have links to everything that I just mentioned. There will be nicely packaged in the show description right below the episode, so you can go and check that out. All right. Don't forget to follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. That will truly, truly mean the world to me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I will see you back here Monday. So, until then, stay strong. Later.